Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is the S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Says podcast, episode number 479. And you know what? I just want to tell you one thing. This is how I feel. If you can't trust people, they got to go. I'll say it again. If you can't trust people, they got to go. And that's what I'm going to talk about in this episode. Are you ready? Cool. Let's go. Now, I'm one of those people that I know how there's a lot of people out there like me. Maybe you're like me and trust is an incredibly important thing. I will not betray people's trust. Not going to do it. Haven't done it in the past. Not doing it now. Will not do it in the future. If I can't trust you, you've got to go. That's my motto. And it's amazing how you can trust certain people for certain things and certain things you can't trust people with. You compartmentalize a lot of people and you don't even realize how many people you put into boxes and categories and levels of trust. The closer they get to you, the more you trust them. Right? You have your neighbors and you trust them. You trust them not to break into your house or steal your car. So you have a level of trust with your neighbors, but that doesn't necessarily mean you want them walking around your house, knowing about your business, because you can't trust whether or not they're going to tell people what you have in your house. If you have anything valuable in your house, you can't trust whether or not they're casing the joint themselves. You can't trust whether or not you don't know what they're going to do. They may have a big mouth and, you know, and tell people what you got in your house. If you maybe get a big screen TV, that's the first one of its kind and some crap like that. And they tell somebody and the word gets out and all of a sudden you go out of the house for 5 hours. You come back. There's a big hole in your wall where your TV used to be. There's levels of trust. You probably have friends you trust, right? They're your friends. You trust them to come into your house, hang around your family and all of that stuff. But you wouldn't trust them with your social security number, would you? Now, you don't think they're really going to do anything, but you don't want to give it to them. Why would you give it to them, right? You don't trust them that much. Then there are friends you do trust that much. You've known this person since you met this person in kindergarten. You're an adult person. Maybe you're in your 20s or 30s. Or you're like me. You're in a middle-aged person. And this person has never betrayed your trust in any way for decades and decades and decades. I had a friend of mine who we were working on a script together. And he said, hey, man, what's the social security number? And I just gave it to him because he needed it to file something. Under normal circumstances, if somebody else asked me for my social security number, I'd be like, look, how about you give me the paperwork and I send it in myself? But I trusted him. And when I had to do something like that for him, he just gave me a social security number. And I obviously didn't do anything with it. Why? We trusted each other that much. So trust is an important thing. And you got to be careful who you have around you. You probably have relatives that you trust more than other relatives, right? You got that relative you would trust with everything. And then you got that relative that's a relative. You love them. You trust them. You trust them to come to your house. But you wouldn't trust your kids with them. Not because you think they would do anything weird with the kid, but because they're a little more lax with their child than you are with yours. They give their child way more freedom than you would give your child. And you know, in the back of your mind, they will tell you while you're there, of course I won't let your kid run around like that. And the second you drive off and you're on the freeway going to wherever you're going to go, he goes right back to the kid. Yeah, sure, go ahead. I allow my kid to go outside and play in traffic in the dark with dark clothing on. You're his cousin. You can go right out there with him. You know what I'm talking about. Now, you trust that person. That person's not going to steal anything from you, but that person does let things happen that you wouldn't allow happen. It's amazing how we can compartmentalize. When I was younger, we had a friend. And I'm not the kind of person that would have this kind of friend around me now. This is me in my late teens, early 20s. And this was a guy that we trusted, 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 trusted. He hung out with the crew. He was one of the boys. He started to very, very quickly become liked by everybody. And he started to slide into the group. He started to show up at group activities. He started to be at the bar with us and all that kind of crap. And it was great. And we started to trust the guy. But we started to notice that he would see women that were in relationships, right? And he would know they were in relationships. And what would he do? He would purposely go after ladies that were in relationships, not caring whether or not he was destroying a family. Didn't really matter. He just know he wanted naked time with the lady. Sometimes he'd get naked time with the lady. Didn't matter what the ramifications were. And at first we kind of looked at him side eye, but we didn't say anything. Right? And you got to realize, when a person shows you little things about how they can't be trusted, you got to realize, and this is what I say to some of my young relatives, what a person will do in front of you, they may do to you. So I watched him. My friends kind of stopped watching him. They just kind of let it slide, but I didn't let it slide. I watched him. And I'm saying it's only a matter of time, because you guys have girlfriends. I have a girlfriend. It's only a matter of time before this guy takes a shot at one of her girlfriends, because he's the new member of the friendship. Everybody else has known each other for a long time. This guy's just kind of, so he's not really that attached to any of us. Like, I would never, under any circumstance, I don't even look at my friend's girlfriends. Like, I'm a friend of mine's girlfriend. I was hanging out at this house with him and his girlfriend or whatever. And she's running around and she's got like shorts on or something like that. And she said, "Hey, would you like something to drink?" I said, "Yes, thanks." And she gets up to walk to get the drink, the soda out of the kitchen. I did not turn my head. I did not look at her buttocks. Why? Because that's disrespectful. But that guy was at the house too. Captain New Guy was at the house, and I'm looking at the game on TV, and out the corner of my eye, I saw him looking at our friend's girlfriend's buttocks a little bit too long. You ever see that look on you ever catch a look on your face when you see your woman where she's ready to do some good stuff with you and she's beckoning you forward? You ever catch a look, that look on your face when you know something really good's about to happen? Some really, really, really good stuff's about to happen. Well, imagine that face on this guy looking at our friend's girlfriend's buttocks. I couldn't pick my buddies, friends, girlfriends, and wives' butts out of a lineup, but this guy could. It was only a matter of time, right? And my friend didn't catch the look, but I caught the look. And my friend, whose girlfriend was in the other room getting a soda for me, he looked at me, and I gave him the look. And I gave a look to the guy next to me, who was looking at his girlfriend's buttocks. And the guy gave me the look as if to say, "Really?" And I gave him a look back as if to say, "You're damn right." So now we're both looking at the guy. He hadn't done anything yet. He was just looking. He had plausible deniability. Maybe he was looking at the plants. Maybe he was looking at the plants. Yeah, that's right. He had plausible deniability. So we couldn't get up on him and tell him, "Hey, man, watch." Couldn't do it yet. Couldn't do it. But we're now on notice. All of the friends get together, right? We've all got our girlfriends there. He's there as well. And he's with another lady, his latest conquest. A lady who didn't even take her wedding ring off. And he's flaunting her. Yes. "Look, hey guys." She goes away to go to the bathroom. We're like, "Dude, isn't she like a married woman?" He goes, "It ain't my problem, man. Listen. If she was happy, she would be there with her husband. I didn't force her to do anything. You know what I'm saying? I walked up to her, told her what I wanted to do, and she was with it. So, you know, if you really, if anybody should be ashamed of themselves, it should be her. I'm just a dude." That was his logic. And technically, you know, she is the one that was in a relationship, technically, but you don't have to facilitate it, right? If somebody's robbing a bank and some money falls out of one of the bank robber's bags, you didn't rob the bank, but you shouldn't pick up the stack of money, throw it in your pocket, and drive off. You didn't rob the bank, but you did make the situation a little worse. You involved yourself when you shouldn't be involved, right? But the funny thing about it is, even in this particular situation, he's got his conquest with him. And my friend whose girlfriend's buddy was looking at was, we're all outside, it's the summertime, and we're not looking at each other's girl. We all got our own lady there, and she walks away, and he's looking at her buttocks again, this time even longer than before. So long that the woman he was facilitating the cheating with was looking at him like, excuse me, I'm ruining my marriage for you, and you're looking at another woman's butt. She didn't say it, but her face said it. Oh, no. And she was mad, but she couldn't say anything, because she was cheating on her husband. And this time, my friend caught him. And he saw my friend catch him. And he tried to look away, but it was too late. And now my friend's giving him the death stare. And he's looking around like he didn't see it. And I'm laughing, not loud, but I'm laughing. Because I know, haha, you got caught, punk. And from that point on, now that he's did it again, the word spread through our friend group, and we now no longer trusted this dude. He didn't do anything or try anything yet, but he was being disrespectful, and the trust was gone. He comes up to me, hey, man, look, man. I know I was looking at his girl's ass and everything, man. But, you know, she got beautiful ass. I'm like, you're not making it better. Yeah, damn, that's right. I'm not making it better. Look, man. Can you put in a good word for me, man? Because, I mean, like, you know, they listen to you, man. You know what I mean? And I said, listen, dude. They're grown men. I can't tell them what to do. But quite frankly, no, I'm not putting in a good word for you. Because you looked at his girl's ass in his house, which is double disrespectful. Now you're standing there with the married woman you're cheating with, and you're looking at his girl's ass in front of everybody. You got caught. You can't even control yourself. Even if you don't make a move on his girlfriend, nobody wants a guy around ogling his girlfriend. Who the hell wants a guy staring at his girlfriend's body parts around? Right? And I say, and quite frankly, I'm wondering if you did the same thing to my girlfriend. I didn't catch you doing anything like that, because I would have stepped to you immediately. But no. I am not putting in a good word for you. You messed up. You blew the trust. And me personally, I ain't gonna miss you, bro. Cause you messed up. Okay, no disrespect or anything like that, but as far as I'm concerned, you can take your punk ass on. I'll tell everybody you left. He's like, oh, man, come on. I said, nah, bye, man. And he walked away all sad. Like, he was walking away. I know some of you are too young to remember the Incredible Hulk from the 70s, where they had that music called The Lonely Man, when Bruce Banner, at the end of every episode, boom, 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 boom. That real sad music at the end of the Hulk from the TV series in the 70s, right, when I was a little kid. Look it up on Google, dagnabbit, you young people. But it was a sad music called The Lonely Man, I believe. And that's how he looked walking away. He was so busy trying to be slick. And he just blew the trust of everybody, because nobody's going to have this guy around their girlfriends. Not me, not the other guys either. He's lucky he didn't get his behind whooped. But think about that for a minute. We saw this guy literally. We're around the bar watching this guy specifically going up after women that he saw were married because he wanted the conquest of getting it on with a married woman. He was showing us signs that he could not be trusted. And when people show you signs that they cannot be trusted, you gotta pay attention to it. You can't let people who cannot be trusted around you. I get rid of people I can't trust all the time. The moment I find out I can't trust people, I get rid of them. I told the story before in an earlier podcast about a girl from when I was younger. And I think she might have been 10 years older than me. And I was young and stupid and I trusted. I can't remember if I was 19, 20, somewhere around there. And she was 27, 28, somewhere around there, right? And she just thought I was cute. She saw me on stage and all the people were cheering and standing ovations, blah, 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 blah. So she was impressed and I was cute, blah, 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 right? And I was in pretty good shape, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy. And for those of you new to the podcast, when I say boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy, that means sex. And I'm a young man and I'm dealing with a very attractive woman in her late 20s. You know, she's just delicious and everything, right? And I'm seeing her all the time and I'm thinking I got a girlfriend, right? And she made me believe I had a girlfriend. She didn't just come out and say it. She just kind of hinted around, and I trusted her. So I thought I had a girlfriend. So there were other ladies who wanted me to go out with them, and I'm like, I can't do that. I am not a cheater. I've got a girlfriend. I'm going to be faithful to this girlfriend. And I trusted her. Trusted her. But once again, that was younger me, and I saw signs that she was not somebody to be trusted. Little scammy things she was doing here and there, which at the time I thought were cool, mainly because I didn't want to rock the boat. I'd rather rock the bed. You understand what I'm saying? Little scammy things here and there. Don't want to get into specifics, but little things here and there that should have told me this is not somebody that's very, very trustworthy. But I was blinded by the perfect body, blinded by the Halle Berry quality face, blinded by the fact that she had the Halle Berry quality face, the Halle Berry quality body, and the fact that she let me do really nice stuff to the Halle Berry body and the Halle Berry quality face, if you understand what I'm saying. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, I just want to say this. A boom, boom, jiggy, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy, if you understand what I'm saying. And then what happened was I found out the hard way that she basically was just using me as a human. That's right. This is the S. Anthony Says podcast. I don't have to keep this one squeaky clean. I was basically a human sex toy for this woman, which had she told me in the beginning that was what it was, I would have been fine with it. But she made me think I had a girlfriend. And I found out I was basically just a placeholder until she found someone more age appropriate to actually build a life with, because I was about 8 or 9 years too young for her to take me seriously, other than what I could do to her body and the albedo, if you understand what I'm saying. And I found out the hard way because I actually caught them together. And this poor guy, I didn't even bust him out. He didn't realize what was going on. He just thought I was some nice young man who was kind of friendly with her. And I was too brokenhearted to let him know, hey, dude, 4 times a day on the weekends, dude. 4 times a week. In fact, the record for the weekend with me and her was 15 times over a 40-hour. It was like 2 days, like 15, 16 times in 2 days. I didn't want to tell him that. I probably should have told him that. It was pretty impressive. But that's besides the point. Right? And I found that I couldn't trust her. And when I got her alone, I was like, why would you do this? She goes, what are you talking about? I said, I thought we were. She goes, I never said that. And she really did never say. I said, but you implied that. She goes, well, maybe I let you think that. So what? You enjoyed yourself, didn't you? I said, well, yeah, but, you know. She goes, look, just, you know, go about your way, okay? You were fun and everything like that. But, I mean, I just needed to get my quote. How did she put it? Very, very classy. Oh, geez. She needed me to, quote, clean her pipes out while she waited for someone who was her age. I can't remember. Yeah, that's exactly what she said. She needed me to clean her pipes out while she waited for somebody her age. Yeah, I couldn't remember how she put it. Now that I'm actually recording this, I remember she said, yeah, she literally said she needed me to give her a, this is exactly what she said. She says, you were fun to be with and you really cleaned my pipes out well. I really needed a good pipe cleaning and you cleaned my pipes out well, but I need to be with someone closer to my age so I can build a life. You're too young, kid, but it was fun. It was fun. And she just turned around and walked away. And I trusted her. I really did at the time. But like I said, the signs were there. People will let you know if you can trust them or not, in many cases, if you pay attention. And I wasn't paying attention. In the beginning, with that guy who was joining my friends group, didn't pay much attention because he seemed like a funny guy. We overlooked the obvious character flaws. Just overlooked them. And with this girlfriend, once again, the signs that she was not exactly the most trustworthy person were there. I saw all the little scammy things she did, but I was blinded by the fact that, you know, boom, boom, jiggity, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy, if you understand what I'm saying. But as a middle-aged man now, who's infinitely more intelligent than I was 2 decades ago or so, actually more like 3 decades ago, basically, I see the signs early. I see the signs so early now that I even can, in many cases, can see the little scammy signs that people are doing, the little scammy things that they're doing, and I can avoid them even interacting with them. If I can see that you're a scammy type person, I won't even waste my time being around you, because you've already shown me in the time and in the part of the relationship, the friendship relationship, where you're supposed to be on your best behavior. You're putting your best foot forward and you're showing scam tendencies already. So what's going to happen when you're comfortable? What's going to happen when you have access to personal information? What's going to happen when you have embedded yourself in somebody's life? Then you're really going to be able to cause damage. So I learned a long time ago, if I can't trust you, you've got to go. And that's how I am now. And I think that will be my advice to those of you listening to me. If you can't trust them, they got to go. You dig? Of course you do. Folks, this has been episode number 479 of the S. Anthony Says podcast. Thank you for coming back. And I want to thank my voice that I'm losing right now, as you can hear, for being able to survive all the way through the end of this script. Because my voice is about to go. So, folks, if you love this podcast, and you do, please subscribe to this podcast, rate and review this podcast, rate it on Spotify or wherever you're listening to the podcast. 5 stars, my friend, you know you love this thing. If you know people that you think would love this podcast, do me a favor, recommend this podcast to them. This podcast is literally everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, it's on YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Audible. It's literally everywhere. It's everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I want to thank you guys very, very much for coming out and listening to me wherever you're listening to me, whether you're in your car, you're on the treadmill, you're just chilling at home. Much love to you all. My name is S. Anthony Thomas, the man who's losing his voice. Much love to you, and I will talk to you again next week. Take care.